Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Schley. Bill is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. Why Johnny Camp Brand is one of his awesome books. The first one, The Microscript Rules, changed our world around here. The Unstoppables is, I think, the new one. Bill, you got a new master class that's coming out soon. It's all about getting back to the fundamentals. How can they find you and all that?
That's right. Well, they can today. They can go to brandteam6.
Brandteam6.
So brandteams all S-I-X, all one word. Brandteam6.
So check that out. And when will the masterclass be?
Find out about the masterclass. Well, we're thinking officially in about 4 months. It's a long, long time to produce these things, but they do the precursor and all the stuff that's we're going to start having sample classes out there and. They'll be able to start to see, you know, we're going to start seeding it in the next few months. But good. Officially, I think it'll all be ready in about 4 months.
Okay.
You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about, you know, brand being a difference attached to your name, right? And mm-hmm. what's a difference? You know, one of the things these new age branders will tell you, oh, you know, branding's about giving you a feeling. Give them a feeling. And then this selling is all emotional. And the brand types would say, no, give them a difference. And then they'll give you a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I'm talking about. When they first sold the iPod, right, they didn't say, oh, you know, music, tell me about the feeling of music and the joy of music. They didn't tell you about that. They said, it's like holding 10,000 songs in your pocket. Now think about that difference. It's mm-hmm. 10,000 songs in your pocket.
Yeah.
And from that, I got all the feeling I wanted. When Boeing came out with the 747, they didn't say, oh, flying is so wonderful and show you happy couples in Paris. They said, it's a 747, it's the first jumbo jet. It can hold 450 people and take them nonstop from Sydney to Paris in, you know, whatever number of hours. They gave you a difference.
Well, here's the juxtaposition for you there. How many mm-hmm. Super Bowl commercials made you fall out of your mm-hmm. recliner laughing, but 30 minutes later you didn't
That's
remember
right.
who the company was that made the ad?
No, you never do. You never
a
do.
Branding is not supposed branding. To be entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be memorable, right?
Well, you can make it.
It can be entertaining, but that's not the
you
goal.
You can make it entertaining. No, that's right. You know, those people are trying to get, as they used to say, the brand types would say, those people are looking for applause. They're not looking for sales. And here's what my boss at Ted Bates told me again. He said, you can put a bear in a pink tutu, and a pink tutu, Jim, you'll like that, on the roof of your house and have them dance a jig. And the whole town will come out and cheer and laugh and watch the bear, but not one person will buy your house.
Or know why. Yeah,
you can entertain them all day long. Let me give you an example of that difference, though. So where you give them a difference and they'll give you a feeling. So I'm going to ask the listeners, is this a slogan or is it a difference? Okay, so here's one. Now that's eating. Okay? Now, that's their slogan. Now that's eating.
Mm-hmm.
That could be anything, right?
Right.
It could be anything. But look at, here's another one versus this one. Chunky soup. The soup that eats like a meal.
Mm-hmm.
You see how specific and colorful? Mm-hmm. Here's another one. A famous car maker has this one. Find new roads.
Yeah. I mean, what does that mean?
I don't know I think I could find new roads in an old Yugo.
I'd do that with my feet.
Exactly. How about, but versus this one, the ultimate driving machine.
Mm-hmm.
That's a difference, you see, and it's dramatic. But here's another one. How about this? Oh, what a feeling. That's another car. Oh, what a feeling versus mm-hmm. Volvo, the world's safest car.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there's a difference in each one. There's a specific difference. I get one more. Here's my favorite one. You drive down the street. One side, there's a store. It says, we're having a sale today. The other one says, everything in the store, 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go.
Yeah.
So a difference is specific. specific and it's colorful and it's something. So find that difference that makes a difference, because that difference gets me one of the 8 human wants. Show me a difference, and then I will give you all the emotion you could ever possibly
have. Well, it's okay to blend in some of the other stuff, like entertainment, like humor, one of my favorites, and I still love this, and it's from 40 years ago, maybe longer, was the Hush Puppy commercial.
Yep.
Back in the 70s, the joke was that the Japanese were making everything cheaper, right? And America, that was a joke. And so the Hush Puppy Company brought the Hush Puppies. And of course, their little song was Hush Puppies Are Dumb. Then they had this commercial with this Japanese guy holding one of them. He looked like an engineer. He had a smock on with a slide rule in his pocket. And he held up one of these shoes and he says, "We can make it cheaper, but we can't make it dumber." I mean, after all these years, I still remember that. That's one of the best commercials I ever saw.
Or remember the butter parquet commercials? Remember those?
Yeah.
Back then, when he'd hoping that he'd go butter, and the parquet would go butter. He'd go, no, your parquet. The point is, it could be entertaining as long.
But it's got to get the message up. People bought Hush Puppies because they were dumb and you liked it.
Exactly. Hey, they were cute. Yeah.
So, folks, Brand Team 6 is the website. Check it out, all of his books. Bill Schley, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Always fun, Jim.
Bill Schley, we always get smarter when Bill joins us. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.